Do you have
Yes.
any stories that you'd like to share from your times of journeying across back and forth?
Well, how much time have you got, Gay? I could talk here a great deal. There's many, many stories. I've been ministered to in countless ways in my trips across this country. Let me just share one or two exciting times and fun times. A year or so ago, my wife Mary Lou and I were invited to Newfoundland. And there are three Anglican dioceses in Newfoundland, and we spent the better part of a month there, traveling around, doing all kinds of events. It was just a most exciting time. But the first event was rather interesting, and we were in a parish in Grand Falls, Newfoundland, and we'd had a supper in the parish hall, and that evening, all of a sudden, a quietness came over the assembly, and Mary Lou and I were invited to the front of the hall and sat down in two chairs. Then a man came in wearing fishing gear, carrying a cod under his arm and a stick, and we realized we were into what is called the screeching in ceremony in Newfoundland, whereby you no longer become a mainlander but a Newfoundlander. And going through this exercise, the final thing I had to say, and Mary Lou had to say, were these words: "Long may your big jib draw. Long may your big jib draw." And I asked after, "What is the jib?" And they told me it is the sail on the old sailing ships. And I thought, there is a wonderful, wonderful example of renewal. Because as we think about renewal, the Holy Spirit, the Old Testament, the New Testament word translates wind. One of the translations is wind. And as the wind is drawn into the jib, the sailing ship, drawing it along, so as we allow the wind to blow us and hoist the sail, then the Lord will move us in all kinds of new directions. So from that night on, I've always been using the expression wherever I go, "Long may your big jib draw." And we had a wonderful time in Newfoundland. Food has been very interesting in my travels. I was up in the Arctic, and one night the cuisine was raw beluga whale, as I recall, and seal meat. I ate a great deal of dessert that night. Another special memory of eating was amongst the James Bay Cree on the east coast of James Bay when I was honored by the elders of the community of Wiminjee to a special lunch with the elders. And I learned after that the meal consisted of beaver and caribou and rabbit and dumplings, and it was a wonderful meal and a great time of celebration with long-standing Anglican elders in that community. Recently, on the West Coast, I was with a Chinese community, Anglican folk, and I had all the wonderful Chinese food for about 4 days. So I've had some wonderful meals. The best fish chowder I've ever had was on the East Coast not very long ago, and the best salmon on the Pacific Coast, and in between some wonderful Alberta beef and things like that. So I've been very, very well fed and taken in by people who have been most gracious and have ministered to me in many, many different ways. I do recall being at a place called Nanoose Bay on Vancouver Island, and I was invited to do a leadership course with parish leaders. And on the Saturday afternoon, I felt led with the priest to have a foot washing ceremony during the Eucharist to reinforce our role as servant leaders. We don't wear the robes of the ruler, but rather the towel of the servant, as Michael Green would tell us. And I found myself with the priest washing the feet of all the leaders after communion in that parish. And I think it served to remind all of us that we are saved to serve. And it was a very, very moving event, at least for me personally, and God willing, for them. So all in all, Gay, it's been a wonderful time traveling this land and meeting people from coast to coast. And all I can really say in the end is what they say in Newfoundland: "Long may your big jib draw."
That's wonderful. I like how you pointed out that we're saved to serve. And Bishop Malcolm, I hope that God continues to bless you as you give yourself over into his keeping to serve him in whatever way he wants to use you. God bless you.
Thank you very much.